With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. There are new details about those fires at ballot drop boxes in Oregon and Washington.
Investigators say the suspect is a white man between 30 and 40 with balding or very short hair, driving a Volvo. They also believe he has a wealth of experience in metal fabrication and welding. The ballot boxes set on fire were in Portland and nearby Vancouver, Washington. A source tells the AP the devices were marked with the message "Free Gaza." The FBI's Douglas Olson says,
"We have zero tolerance for instigators who exploit legitimate peaceful protests to violate federal law through violence or other criminal activity."
Audio from KATU. Voters in Washington are encouraged to check the status of their ballots to track their return status. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Supreme Court is allowing Virginia to resume its purge of voter registrations that the state says is aimed at stopping people who aren't U.S. citizens from voting. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The emergency decision marks a loss for the Biden administration, which convinced lower courts to reinstate the registrations because the removals took place too close to the election. The court's three liberals, Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Ketanji Brown Jackson, publicly dissented. Earlier this month, the Biden administration sued Virginia election officials over the 1,600 people removed from the state's voter rolls. Republican Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin issued an executive order in August formalizing the program. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Federal officials are reporting more cases of E. coli poisoning as they trace the supply of onions that are the leading culprit behind the outbreak. The onions were served on quarter-pounder hamburgers at hundreds of McDonald's locations and were distributed by Taylor Farms, a food supplier with a processing plant in Colorado. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 91 points. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle is taking place in Georgia.
The state says students at Luther Rice College and Seminary cannot access financial aid because the school is religious. Lawyers for Luther Rice are now suing on First Amendment grounds and the fact that other religious schools in the state are being allowed to access the funds. Alliance Defending Freedom, which represents Luther Rice, says, quote, "People of faith cannot be discriminated against for choosing the school that best aligns with their beliefs." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Amish are numerous in the all-important swing state of Pennsylvania, and yet only a small minority of them vote in elections. They're being targeted this year in the latest effort to register more than to vote. Republicans are seeking their votes through billboards, ads, door-to-door canvassing, and community meetings. Republican campaigners see the Amish as receptive to GOP talking points, smaller government, less regulation, and religious freedom. SRN News. Former President Donald Trump's Truth Social is now worth more than Elon Musk's X.
Trump Media and Technology Group is now valued at over $10 billion after its shares more than quadrupled since late September. Fidelity Investment Group estimates the value of X's holdings at around $9.4 billion. The stock of Trump Media, or TMTG, tends to move more with Trump's re-election odds than its own profit prospects, and investors see his chances of retaking the presidency as improving. By Tuesday's close, the stock was almost 9% higher at $51.51. That was on top of a 21.6% gain on Monday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Starbucks is discontinuing its Oleato olive oil-infused beverages at most locations, part of an effort to streamline the chain's menu. More details at srnnews.com.